Chapter 3. Bound for the Plains. Unfortunately, Stormy had another growth spurt right about then. This made life a little hard for both him and the crew, since he simply became too big for the mizzen thwart. As soon as he put one measly toe on board, the ship would sink into the water. Sometimes the rail was only inches above the ocean's surface. Then even a tiny little wave would flood the ship and sink it. Each time that happened, Stormy would reach down and pull the ship back up, but the sailors were beginning to complain. After all, since they spent most of the day in water up to their necks, they were beginning to look like prunes. So it was time for Stormy to move on. Stormy decided to try living on land again. He had heard about the Great Plains, which were located in the middle of the United States. He figured that out there he could find enough room to spread out and not cause any problems. So he told his shipmates that he was leaving the sea behind. Everyone looked a little unhappy, since they liked Stormy a lot. Then the captain asked how far from the ocean Stormy would go. "I'll throw a pair of oars across my shoulders," he answered, "and then I'll carry them until someone asks, 'Why are you carrying those sticks?' Then I'll know I'm a long way from the sea." Stormy grabbed his oars and his duffel bag and headed toward the west. It took him 10 whole minutes to cross Massachusetts and New York. He wandered down into Pennsylvania, where he stubbed his toe crossing some mountains, which is how the Delaware Water Gap was made.